Around the turn, great again, stoked up, went to the front from Jungle Edge. Viridine tracks up on the inside, then Streets of Avalon down the outside from I Am Someone Sansom. It's great again with Viridine up on the inside, then Streets of Avalon. Viridine at the 100 metres takes the lead from great again, Streets of Avalon. Viridine punched out in front, and Viridine won the Group 3 from Streets of Avalon, great again and Sansom.
Oh, it was a beautiful ride by champion Damien Oliver, who saved every inch of ground to get Viridine home in the Bletchingley. Good morning, Ollie. Congratulations. That was a great ride on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
What was going through your mind the way the race was unfolding in front of you?
Yeah, look, I could see them starting to just open up a little bit to get off the fence coming to the turn. So I felt that there was going to be some gaps appear, and then the leader rolled off the fence a little bit when we straightened, so that presented a run to the inside. And as I got in there, the horse rolled back in a little bit, but there was still just enough room for us to get through.
If you had to come round, do you think you would have still won?
Probably if I had to go right around them, I couldn't have. But if I think I probably still might have been able to get to the outside of the leader. I might have got there, yeah.
We've just been speaking to Willow about your great rivalry between the two of you. Is it something that spurs you on as well? He's chasing you down now, just one premiership title behind you.
Yeah, well, it probably does push you a little bit, certainly through the winter months. We haven't been able to travel this year, so, you know, it gave us something to chase the premiership. Obviously, it's probably not something you really consider to the last two or three months of the year when you're in contention, so to speak. I was kind of back in the pack through most of the year, then had a good run. I think it was sort of April, May. I had rode quite a few winners and got to within range, so it became something worth chasing, but I couldn't quite get there this year.
Gee, it is only the off-season, but you're riding that win last week on Right You Are, and then your ride on Viridine and even Wicklow Town in the last race are some of the most astute rides we've seen. Do you think you're riding in brilliant fashion at the moment?
Yeah, I think I'm going as well as ever. I think this year, you know, not being able to travel, being able to build up some continuity with the rides you've been getting. Often from March through to June, you can find yourself interstate nearly every weekend. So with the coronavirus, we haven't been able to travel. So being able to build up some more relationships and some more rides over those months and build some continuity with your rides. So that certainly helped a lot as well.
Gee, it was a great tactical ride in the last in Wicklow Town. Did you think you had Michael Rodden Mystery Shot at one stage?
Yeah, well, I think obviously Mystery Shot's a really promising horse. You know, the connections were keen to ride my horse. A little quiet, but he was quite strong last start. And as the pace dropped out, he got strong again. And I just thought, I'm not going to hand it to Mystery Shot again like that he did last start. He just had a picnic in front the last time he won, so I was able to get to the lead pretty easily, and I just thought I just wanted to make a race of it. It was a no race to start before, and I wanted to make him earn it. And I felt that now that my horse had the run over the 1400, he was capable of having that sort of run. And you know, we certainly pushed him, and I just think he certainly got the better of the weight. You know, only having 58.5, you know, we were probably entitled to get a little bit more weight off in there on Saturday. And, you know, if it had been a true handicap, it might have made the difference.
You mentioned this year's such a strange year, the COVID year. You can't go and travel. Will you try to take some time off, though, just to refresh, or will you just punch all the way through to the spring?
We can't really go far this time.
No.
Michael. So I'm actually not riding till the weekend, sort of this week. I'm just going to have a bit of a quiet week this week and take it a little bit easy, just try and freshen up a little bit at home. But all the good horses are coming back into training now, and sort of, you know, although they're probably still, you know, 2 to 4 weeks off racing, they're in the, you know, galloping stage of their preparation. So you still need to be around to, you know, get your eye on with those horses and getting them prepared for their return.
Sorry, you there, Ollie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, it's my fault. It's dropped out at my end, I think, so apologies there. Just one last one before I let you go, mate, because I think we've got a few issues with the line at my end here. Spring Carnival, have you got your eyes on anything yet? Is there anything that you're looking forward to most of all?
Russian Camelot.
Is he a Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate or Melbourne Cup horse?
We're not really sure yet. I think Danny's got in mind to kick off the Maccabi Diva with him, and he'll probably feel his way from there, but I think he'll keep all options open and see how it unfolds.
We can't wait to see him back. Well done again, Ollie. Brilliant season, and you're riding immaculately at the moment. Look forward to it continuing next season.
Thanks, Michael.